மூன்று சிறு கட்சிகளின் வேட்பாளர்களை நேற்று பேங்க்ஸ்டவுன் என்ற இடத்தில் SBS வானொலி அமைத்திருந்த ஒலிக்கூடத்தில் சந்தித்தோம். அவர்களிடம் அவர்கள் சார்ந்த கட்சியின் கொள்கைகள் என்ன, அவர்கள் வெல்லக்கூடிய சாத்தியக்கூறு என்ன, அவர்களுடைய ப்ரிஃபரன்ஷியல் ஓட்ஸ் யாருக்கு வழங்குகிறார்கள் என்று கேட்டோம். முதலில் சயின்ஸ் பார்ட்டி சார்பாக வாட்சன் தொகுதியில் போட்டியிடும் டாம் கார்டன்.
Anything that you think about science and engineering and technology and all that sort of stuff is that we base our principles on. If you think high speed rail, you're probably going to think that we are for high speed rail. Also doubling the science budget for the science and research budget. So at the moment it's $9.2 billion and we want to double that to $18.4 billion, which would put us up the top of the countries that spend per GDP for science, which is only a good thing. That can only be a good thing. Other things like education, we think STEM education is very important for students. Programming in schools, mandatory ethics classes, all of this stuff is very, very important. Funding schools based on needs as well, so very similar to what Gonski is talking about. These are the things that we stand for. But mostly what we base our principles on and what we base our policies on is having an evidence-based look at policies rather than ideological policy decisions. We actually have a really good chance, and I'm not just saying that, we have a very good chance. So we were talking with Barbara Block from the Greens in the seat of Watson. It's mostly electorate by electorate. For the Senate, actually the cyclists, because we've got a joint ticket with the cyclists.
அடுத்து, online direct democracy party சார்பாக Watson தொகுதியில் போட்டியிடும் Paul Geran.
What we are about is, if we are elected, if we have a seat or two in Parliament, when a bill is about to be voted on, the people have a say on that bill. Not just because I believe GST should stay 10%. When that bill is voted on, our people, even people that didn't vote for us, can vote whether they want GST to go up or not. And we will follow that decision.
A constant referendum.
But technically, yes. Every bill, that's the way we will treat it. People will have their say and we will follow the people's choice. All the parties will tell you, oh, we are the voice of the people. Yeah, but what you tell them as the Greens or the Liberal or the Labor candidate doesn't necessarily come through, because your party essentially controls what you can do for your electorate, but not with us. The people control what happens in their electorate. A win for me would be if I can get more than 5,000 votes. And I hope other people that are running in other electorates feel the same way. Maybe they're happy with 1,000 or 2,000, because it's a stepping stone. So we don't lose this election, technically. No one. We don't accept preferences, nor do we give, because the other parties do not stand for our way of voting. There's no use in being hypocritical and giving someone else a preference that we are fighting against.
இறுதியாக சோசியலிஸ்ட் ஈக்வாலிட்டி பார்ட்டி சார்பாக செனட் சபையில் நியூ சவுத் வேல்ஸ் பிரதிநிதியாக போட்டியிடும் ஜேம்ஸ் கோகன்.
Above all, to raise the critical international and national issues that face the working class. The most paramount issue is the mounting danger of war, with the US pivot to Asia raising the prospect of an all-out war with China. The Australian government are intimately involved in these war preparations. The situation is becoming very tense, and our party is fighting alongside our collaborators internationally to build an international anti-war movement, but that's inseparably linked with the fight to defend the living standards of the working class on the jobs, the wages, the social services, the infrastructure upon which hundreds of millions of people depend, and the working people need to build a new political movement that fights for socialism. In terms of winning, we measure the success of our campaign by the degree to which we're able to utilise the election to open up a broader discussion, to break through the silence which is maintained by all of the capitalist candidates on the fundamental, most essential issues that face workers around the globe. We oppose the preferential voting system. We do not agree that workers should have to vote for parties they don't support through a preference. But of course, to cast a valid vote, you have to give preferences. So we simply call upon people to vote one for our party and then fill out the other required boxes in the order of their preference. We don't recommend preferences to any particular party. That has been our position in every election since our party was founded in 1972.